This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One would have thought, given the way the media world is changing, that next year's presidential election, the advertising for it to be just a little bit more specific, would have been all digital all the time, right? YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, even. You'd be wrong if you thought that. Almost all the money that campaigns have been raising so far to get their messages out has been going to good old traditional TV. Steve Shepard is the campaigns and elections editor at Politico. We got him on the line from the Politico newsroom. Steve, it's good to have you on the program.
Pleasure to be here.
Once again, it seems the reports of the demise of television political advertising have been greatly exaggerated.
That's absolutely right. Campaign advertising in 2016 is estimated to top about $4.4 billion. That combines the advertising run by the campaigns and the candidates themselves, and also the growth of super PACs in the post-Citizens United era. It is $500 million more than was spent in 2012 in the last presidential election.
Has nobody told campaigns and consultants and everybody involved with this that the future is all digital?
The future might be digital, but the problem is that the advertising hasn't really caught up with that. The ways in which you can reach people, target them, television, live television is still the best way to do that, and the digital technology isn't really caught up on the advertising front.
One of the things you say is that it's basically tough to spend a whole lot of money on digital because it's so cheap.
That's right. And look, these campaigns and these outside groups are raising so much money. You know, we looked at in 2012, Barack Obama's campaign raised about $1 billion. You know, Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, if they're the two nominees, are expected to threaten that. Plus all the money from outside groups. Where can you spend it? Well, digital advertising doesn't cost that much money. Huh. They're raising all this money and they're going to spend it.
Am I going too far if I say that these campaigns are writing off the younger voters who are going to find stuff on Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and all that?
Probably that's going a little bit too far. Right. They're still going to do that, but by far, about half of their budget, and this includes salaries, half of their budget is going to be spent on television advertising. That's not really where the commitment's going to be.
How much of what's going on here is because the people who are running campaigns and who are consultants to those campaigns are steeped in old line media, and that's what they know how to do, so they're going to it?
It depends on whom you ask. If you ask a lot of the younger consultants, if you ask some Democrats and some Republicans, they'll say that. They'll say that, you know, the same people have been running presidential campaigns for the past 12, 16, 20 years, and they do things the same way. They just buy up all this expensive TV time, mm-hmm. and they think that that's effective. When in reality, what they need to do is be more targeted about their television and then also spend more money on digital to reach some harder to reach folks.
I imagine that local TV stations and even, some big city TV stations are reading your article and rubbing their hands together going, yes, we're going to make gazillions of dollars.
Yeah, you saw this in 2012. A lot of TV stations, they started adding local news broadcasts, despite the fact that local news isn't necessarily, that popular anymore. Here in the Washington market, two of the three stations have now 4 p.m. newscasts. And the entire purpose behind that is to create more advertising inventory that they can sell to political campaigns and super PACs.
That is fascinating and deeply, deeply depressing all at the same time.
Well, yeah, no, if you live in a swing state or one of the early nominating states, in Iowa and New Hampshire are swing states and early nominating mm-hmm. states. So you're going to get the barrage over the winter and then you're going to get it again in the summer and fall.
Steve Shepard at Politico. He covers campaigns and elections. Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.